Alvarez says Katie Brennan's allegation that he raped her in the spring of 2017 after an outing of Murphy supporters is false and has taken an emotional toll on his family. Alvarez was never charged with the crime and says he was forced out of his job at the school's development authority based only on Brennan's claim.
I believe firmly that the reason I was forcefully terminated from my position was related just to the mere allegation in and of itself.
Brennan previously testified before the legislature and told law enforcement that Alvarez forced her down and raped her in her apartment. The legislative committee, which was formed to look into the hiring practices of the Murphy administration, could call more witnesses and will issue a report at the end of its investigation. At the State House, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.